ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the Dandy Show, insights and wonderings of two random minds.
Okay.
It's been a while, but I can still remember your lame jokes from the 90s. Welcome back to the D&D Show, everybody. Oh, Dandy Show.
I love Nirvana!
Smells like Teen Spirit!
Yeah!
Don't even know what it means, but I do too!
Where was Hong Kong Fui from? What era?
80s, probably.
Yeah! I loved Hong Kong Fui.
Do you want to update our coolness by going back a decade?
Yeah, it's retro if we go back.
Yeah, and retro is cool, right?
Yeah, yeah. But now we've just gone back to the 80s. We had like 30 seconds in the 90s, and now we've gone back to the 80s again.
Oh, we're confusing our listenership. Already my mum's turned off.
Yeah, my mum didn't tune in, so.
Oh, well, that's just cold.
That evens it out.
So, what have you been up to?
Oh, not much. Just working.
I heard a sneaky rumor that you were dancing with the stars.
Yeah, dancing with the staff.
Oh, the staff.
Dancing with the staff. It was a school fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we raised $5,000.
Whoa.
From the community over 3 nights.
Yeah.
And we had to practice a dance genre. My genre that I got was rock and roll.
Yes.
And we had 7 practices, but some people, the people who got Ciroc, which is kind of a cool fusion dance, it's new.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. They practiced for 4 months, and they were awesome. They were very, very, very good.
Were they the organizers of the whole thing by any chance?
No. The organizer was a lady, like a dance instructor, and she pretty much choreographed all the other dances.
Yeah.
So she helped out with rock and roll, did hip hop, did modern, did heaps of dances. And it was a really fun night. It was really cool. Line dancing. There was a bit of line dancing in there. And yeah, everyone pretty much stepped up, and there was interviews as well. So you had to do kind of an interview about what you thought it was like before and how you thought it was going. And then they played that to the audience as well, so they could see your progress.
Cool. How was your progress?
We only had 7 practices, so our start and our end product were very similar.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. So
we learned 6 steps.
Yeah.
And a turn. So we did 6 steps, then a turn, and then 6 steps, and a turn. Yeah.
Was there any twisting, any coming together in the middle of a circle, any John Travolta and Uma Thurman?
No, I really wanted to do the Pulp Fiction dance.
Yeah.
But we got a bit nervy, and we didn't know where to put it in, and we didn't want to throw the other dancers off. Yeah.
So where'd you go anyway? Were you the winners of the...
Oh, it was just charity, so there were no actual winners. But what they did is they put a jar down, and if you really liked a group, you could put like $1 or $5 into the jar.
Yeah.
And Ciroc probably had about, I don't know, 200 or 250, 260 over the 3 days.
Yeah.
And we probably had, we had $20 that my mum put in.
Which she asked for back after the show.
Yeah. And I was just walking around, and someone said, can I give you my money to pay for the ticket? And I went, yeah, of course you can. So I put that $40 into the jar.
Nice one.
Yeah, but someone told on me, so we didn't get that $40.
Not such a nice one.
Yeah.
It's all going to the same place, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. The girl that was with me, she's like, you can't do that. That's like stealing. And I'm like, it's all going to charity. It's fine. And then I said, if you get some more people, you should do it as well. And she didn't.
All right, different ends of the morality spectrum. Well, not actually ends, because she's obviously not doing that. You're probably more towards the top. It's the person who's taking the money, putting it in their coats, and going home and spending it on hookers and blow that's at the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen at my school. So.
That you know of.
Ever.
Cool. So speaking of morality.
Yes.
I was thinking, well, we've been away for a while, and I was listening to a thing the other day that was talking about superhero powers, so I wondered how you felt about talking about something superhero-y.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking about this, and I think we should take it a step further or a step back. I'm not quite sure. And I think if you could have like a super body part,
yes,
what would it be? What would be your like Superman's got laser eyes and super hearing?
Yeah.
So what would your super body part be?
Well, I mean, I think most men in the world would be tempted to say their doodle.
Yeah. Yeah, super.
already gets a lot of guys in trouble without having a superpower. So yeah. Probably not. As has recently been said to me, a proud cock has no morals. I think it's talking about a rooster, but I think it's a double meaning.
A proud cock has no morals.
Yeah. So, like, our proud rooster will strut around the yard and do whatever he wants.
That's awesome. So a proud penis will strut around and do what he likes.
Exactly.
Yeah, here I am.
I know.
I got no morals. I don't care when I come out. I come out right now.
I'm going to pick this grain. Yeah.
So there'd not be any other cocks. I will fight them. I will fight that other cock.
Yeah, so guess maybe super hand, super strength for me. I don't know. That'd be cool. Just to crush them.
Super hand and a super penis because those two would never part.
No, no. You just see one part, one body area, and I guess I'm going to go with strength in the hands and not the other one, which will ultimately probably mean that the.
I don't know if I would like you to have strength in the hands because we're constantly high-fiving and I think it might hurt. But it would be good if you were hitchhiking.
Yeah, or didn't have any tools and needed to remove a bolt from something. Oh, that's no, I got right. This.
Yeah. Or if you had a boogie up your nose that you just couldn't reach, you could use your super fingers to get in there. You might rip your nose off, but it would be all right.
I think Dancing with the Staff has impacted you. Did you say boogie? It's a bogey, man. Boogie is something you were doing on the floor, dance floor.
I like the boogie. I call that boogie.
Oh, then that's true. We should cut that bit out because one of our listenership is really into words.
Which one?
Or two, actually.
I thought we had one listener.
Well, there's the one who gives us lots of feedback on how awesome we are.
Oh, she's a word.
Yeah, wordsmith.
Wordsmith.
Anyway, which body part would you like to have super body part?
Well, the first thing that popped into my head, and I'm not quite sure why, would be super nipples.
And how would that work?
Well, I think there'd be stuff shooting out of my super nipples, and maybe they'd be super sensitive so I could, like, sense danger. Like, if there was a fire at the old barn, they would tingle, or if there was a storm coming, or maybe a tsunami, probably more a tsunami because it's more like a super wave, hey?
Yeah.
And my nipples would tingle, and I'm not quite sure how I could save that, but they would let me know. I'd be like, what? What? There's a super wave? Well, I better get out of here then, you know, something like that. Oh, and I think they could shoot, like, milk out, and I think they would freeze because they can't just shoot out. So I'd have, like, all these little icicles around my nipples.
Well, I get the first bit because you'd think, like, Superman's super vision, laser vision comes from his eyes where he's looking, and super hearing is the function of the ears. And super nipples, I guess you'd then have very powerful lactation, which would be weird in a man, but okay. And then the other thing that nipples are quite good at is sensing temperature, so I guess you would be hypersensitive to temperature.
That's right. So
that would be good, although not very useful. But I guess...
No, I've told you how that would be useful. That would be very fucking useful. People would be like, oh, there's Super Nipple Man. He always guesses the problem before it happens. Like if someone was thirsty because there would be like too much, not enough moisture in the air, I would know. And I would just go and get them a cup of tea or something.
Yeah, well, it's good that you're using your powers for good. Because if you're going to use them for evil, you could become like a great jewel thief and use them to cut open any glass cabinets.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be really cool. But you'd just have two. Like, you couldn't two stop models. One for the other.
We're not sure who it was.
Was it Super Nipple Villain?
Yeah. Ah, it's Damien again.
Yeah. But I'd like to revisit Super Penis because it would be quite good. But I've always wondered. If
you had a super penis, too much blood would rush to it and you just pass out all the time, so it wouldn't really be an awesome super thing to have?
No, but I think you'd be like, you know how you think with your penis sometimes? I mean, I think what would happen is, yeah, all the blood would rush to you, you'd lose consciousness, but your penis would still be alive. It'd be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, so it'd be the proud cock prancing around the yard, dragging you behind it.
Yeah, that's right. But maybe your body would be like, you'd still be able to walk around, but you'd go to a bar and your penis would do all the talking. Hey, you're looking pretty nice from down here. You want to go and get a drink of me?
So when you gain the power of having a super penis, it also gains a voice box and all the speech apparatus necessary to produce.
Whoa, hold on there, David. Does your penis not talk?
sometimes it makes words come out of my mouth, but
yeah, this is awkward.
Yeah, but funny. I'm just imagining, you know, like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo.
So, hi-ho! I think a penis would sound kind of like a pirate. Because he's only got one eye, so.
Good point. I was thinking more like some dodgy, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. No, down here, not that big, fat, ugly guy up there.
I'm handsome. Him. Look into my eye.
Size doesn't matter. Yeah, and he'd be able to hypnotize the ladies if they were lucky enough to look into his eye.
Yeah, like some kind of enchanted cobra dance.
Yes, He would make the owner of the penis have a flute.
To be honest, Super Penis is sounding more like a villain than a hero.
Yeah, Super Penis is definitely a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if he'd be one of those super brainy villains or like the brawn, the strength. I suppose it would depend on the owner, wouldn't it? Mine would probably be like the super strong one amongst the ants.
Right, good, yeah.
What is that huge mountain of a thing coming towards us? Yeah.
Okay. yeah, good. I think we covered a lot of body parts there.
No, just two, I think, nipples and penis.
And hand.
Super butt would be all right, wouldn't it? Because you could, like, break into buildings, just like if it was on fire. Oh, I was going to say if there was a fire, you could do a massive blow-off, but
it would probably make it worse. Yeah. But you might be able to, like, sit for a really long time without getting uncomfortable.
That would be good if you went to a long movie or play.
Yeah.
Super Bunt in action!
I just watched Wyatt Earp, and twice. I, A, want to kill myself, but B, my butt is not asleep.
And I reckon if your partner was feeling tired or weary, you could just lie on your tummy and they could rest between your butt cheeks because it would be really soft because it's super butt. And they'd be like, oh, you're so good to me. And you could like do a kind of jiggling twerky like movement and be a massage pillow.
Uh-huh.
Massage.
Maybe Miley has the super butt already.
I think Miley has got a flat bottom. And that's why that twerking, it just looked like two bones.
Flat-bottom girl, up. You make the rockin' world go. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, up with the skinny layered. Because her bum, it just looked like two long sticks bouncing up and down.
But like some weird circus act walking on stilts.
It looked like two stilts. Yeah, just bouncing. Look at those funny pogo sticks. Look like two pogo stick stilty things. Yeah, and have you seen the wrecking ball video?
No, but I saw someone was taking their dog on a Halloween walk and they had him dressed as a wrecking ball with a ball with a Miley doll on its back. So that was pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, she's on a wrecking ball naked and she's licking it a lot. No, she licks a hammer. She licks a hammer.
Okay, is it the hammer of Thor?
No, she just broke up with the hammer of Thor's brother.
Right.
Not the hammer's brother, Thor's brother.
Oh, right.
Didn't she? I think she did.
Okay.
Yeah, which one's Thor?
The guy from Australia.
They're both from Australia. Just their brothers.
Right, yes. Where's the one?
There's Liam and Messam. Someone else. Liam Messam. You don't know who I'm talking about, do you?
I know who Thor is, but I'm out of this conversation. I'm not good with... It's a 2013 reference, Damo. Get back in the 90s and I got it.
Yeah. I think they used to listen to MC Hammer.
And Luke Perry's going out with who now?
Oh, did that hot lady go out with the 90210 guy? Like, are they married now?
Yes. Megan Fox and, oh man, I nearly called him David Silver. Brian Austin Green. Yeah.
Austin Green. Yeah, he was pretty cool in the Wedding Singer, though. Is that what it was called?
Wedding Band. Yeah, it was a cool. It got cancelled. Oh, man, I was watching another series direct from the US that got cancelled after two shows.
Oh, was it the Lucky Seven?
Lucky Seven, yeah.
I'd never watched it. Was it good?
Well, it got cancelled after two shows. You'd be the judge.
I would say yes, yeah. I love it.
It's based on a British show, though, so.
Oh. I do that, though. I get really invested after, like, two shows, and then they just can it.
Yeah.
And apparently they're not going to... They're not going to run the other episodes, or they're not sure when they will.
Yeah, the one I read just said it was just pulled, and they weren't planning to do anything.
Yeah. It must have been really bad.
Yeah. It had low ratings the first week, and then they halved the second week, apparently. So that's, you know... How it is. Oh, have you seen any movies lately?
Not really.
Okay. I went and saw Gravity in 3D.
Was it awesome?
It's quite the experience. Yeah, it was really good, considering it was two people in space. And probably George Clooney-Sandra Bullock combo was not something I was thinking was going to be amazing.
No, I can't think of those two together.
But it was really good, and I would definitely recommend, although I said this to someone the other day, going and watching in 3D, and they said to me, oh, but I can't see anything in 3D when I put on those glasses, nothing happens. So if something happens when you put on 3D glasses, I definitely recommend going and seeing it in 3D.
Yeah.
But if you have some weird visual thing, just watch it in 2D, that's fine.
Yeah, and you can watch it on those huge screens, like the monster screens or whatever they're called.
IMAX.
Yeah, so that's just as good. Except I made the mistake of going to something and watching it way too close, and it gave me a big headache.
Yeah.
It was something like Batman Begins. No, Batman, the one with Bane.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Ben Affleck is going to be the new Batman?
I've heard that rumor.
What do you think?
Well, he dominated as Daredevil. So I'm pretty sure he'll bring a new... thing to Batman.
I must say, I really like him as a director. Yeah. I think he's awesome. And the movies that he's directed and acted in, he's been really good.
Yeah.
It's like he understands how to do it now. But Daredevil, it was just so bad that I can't see him. The only Batman that I think he'd be good at, it would be like the 80s...
70s and 80s.
The 70s Adam and 80s, West. Or was it? Yeah, the Adam West 60s, 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that kind of camp Batman?
Yeah, he could definitely pull that off. I think he'll make a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he will. George Clooney was a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Just not a very good Batman.
Yeah, and, maybe he's just trying to test his acting chops again in the superhero world.
Yeah, hard to follow Christian Bale, though.
Yeah.
He was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was probably right up there with Michael Keaton as my favourite Batman.
Oh, I love Michael Keaton. I think my only, not really a complaint, but something I noticed was that Christian Bale's voice got deeper and more gravelly the more movies he did. It's probably quite good he didn't do another one.
I even struggled to understand him in the first one, because there's that scene where the guy's like, I love chicks and rubber or whatever, and he says, you're going to love me, but all I heard was, love me. And I was like, what? So I could never be a Batman villain, because I'd just be all the time going, I'm sorry, what? You what? I can't hear you. Are you threatening me? It sounds very aggressive.
Who do you think, out of all the movies, is the best Batman villain?
Probably Heath.
Yeah. It's the Joker.
And I also like Jack as the Joker.
Yeah.
Probably better to say who's the worst.
Yeah, I was going to say. Now, because I would say Heath is my best. He was just amazing.
Yeah.
If he'd survived, I think they would have done a sequel with him in it, because he was just brilliant.
Yeah, or just a Joker movie might have come out.
Oh, that would have been cool. He was awesome. And, okay, so worst. Who's your worst Batman villain from the movies?
Excluding Arnie as Mr. Freeze, or is he...
No, he's up there, my friend.
He's up there, and...
I think the
Danny
first
is
Bane.
The Penguin.
I like the Penguin.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Apparently he did a bit of method acting and stayed in costume the whole time.
Oh, now I like him.
Yeah, and kind of freaked out a wee bit, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I like that he's married to the...
Rhea Perlman.
To the lady from Taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. They're cool. I can't imagine that they'd have tall kids.
It wouldn't be what genetically I think would happen, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, because kids seem to get bigger and bigger regardless, don't they?
Yeah.
But if your mum and dad are, like, 5 foot, it'd be hard.
Mm.
My mum's 5 foot.
Look at you. You're a solid 5'4".
That's right. So imagine if both of them. Because Rhea Perlman, is she shorter than him?
Don't think so. I think similar. I'd have to go back to my 1980s and 90s Empire magazine collection and
and have a look at the height one. Who's the tallest actor? Who's the shortest actor? Yeah, I think you should. You definitely should. And even if you don't, Honey Badger will.
Yeah.
No.
He's all over that.
Yeah. Have you heard from the Badger?
I've asked him to act in a skit. I'm filming one of our old skits in a couple of weekends.
Wicked.
That'll go up on the website and on the Facebook page and probably on YouTube for a channel that we have not created. Maybe we have. So the Sergeant Major might be coming out of retirement.
Oh, awesome. I love Sergeant Major.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Should be fun. I am currently relying on the Honey Badger to send me the script, and I once asked for the script from the original stuff about 6 months ago and have yet to receive it, and then now have asked him again if we need it because we're filming it next, not this Saturday, but the one after.
Yeah.
So I might need to give him a wee ask if he could get it there. That would be good. To be fair, he has to go back 3 computers ago to try and find it, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah. Back to my favourite computer from the 90s, probably a 486 or something like that.
I had an Amstrad.
I had a 48K ZX Spectrum.
Did you?
One of the least powerful computers ever made.
But in that time, I think that's what they were competing for, to see who was the worst.
Exactly. Who can make the worst? This thing's never going to take off.
My little brick guy can't jump over that little brick wall.
Look, my red block crashed into your blue block.
They both look the same color.
And they made yellow. How does that work? It's not even possible.
Doesn't Honey Badger collect old consoles?
Oh, maybe.
He's got like a Nintendo 64. And...
Does he have a Sega Saturn?
And a Sega, yeah, he's got all the Segas, I think.
Yeah. Well, who's he to criticise us for being stuck in the 90s, eh?
Oh, no, and he collects Transformers.
It's a serious hobby.
That is true.
So, we're approaching the half-hour mark, and that is what our listenership have said, that is way too long to be listening to our voices, so...
Yeah. Yes.
Should probably get ready to pull the pin on this bad boy.
Let's pull it.
So just for our listenership to know, we've been off air for a little bit, but we're coming back stronger than ever.
Yes, stronger than before.
And we're going to try doing we've begun to contract. Someone's going to come and talk to us about movies, so we're going to try and do a movie podcast a month, and a random one of us talking, plus another special guest one that won't always be the Badger, but, you know, to share some of that stuff that we've had in the past from likes of Annie and Ricky, yeah, maybe you and Richard can finally play that rap song or whatever you were going to make in a week.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
No, Richard did that other song.
Oh, that's true.
It was good.
It was way better than anything I could make.
Me too.
Then maybe a sports one or something like that as well. Oh, so,
sports.
Yeah, we're pretty good at sports.
Yeah, I think they should kick it more.
So thanks for listening and stay dandy, everybody.
Stay dandy!
Peace out, homies.